Here are today's top stories. It's the final hours of the spring session in Springfield, or as I like to call it, the Dower Hour. Governor Rauner wants a short-term deal to keep the government afloat, but the Dems want to send him something that he doesn't like. You know, because politics. Will the working groups come up with a compromise? Will the governor approve new revenue? Will Mike Madigan finally get a cell phone? Tune in later for Broken State Government! It could replace Nashville. It'd be good. Some House Republicans stepped out of line and voted to override the Chicago police fire pension veto. So big loss for Governor Rauner, big win for Mayor Emanuel. Wasn't really good either way for us, the taxpayers. Essentially, we won't go broke next year, but probably soon thereafter. But everybody seems to be unhappy, so I guess it's a good deal. I just hope the lawmakers do something about the state pumpkin, because at 12 midnight, it turns back into a pumpkin. A whistleblower case against the police in the city was settled out of court, so now the mayor won't have to testify, which I know seems fishy since Emanuel wouldn't want to take the stand. But really? I mean, were we thinking that it would be great television to watch Emanuel on the stand? Let me finish. You're not letting me finish. Can I speak? That was my Emanuel. Donald Trump dropped a bombshell today. He hates the press. Say what? What a Shakespearean tale. Trump hates the press, but he loves press. He despises the lowlifes who write about him, but he calls them to get him to write about him. If the press didn't care about Donald, would the voters? Amazing. Also, very scary to have a presidential candidate talk about despising the press. But you know what? He can't really hurt the New York Times. They already have a wall built around them. A paywall. See what I did there? On the other side, it's quite possible, thanks again, time zones, that Hillary Clinton could wrap up the Democratic nomination before the polls close in California, making that primary moot. And that hurts Bernie Sanders, who is putting all his marbles, or mud balls, I'm not sure what he plays with, into winning California. When reached for comment, Hillary Clinton said, listen, I don't like to talk on the phone. Do you have an email address? Drew Peterson was convicted of trying to put a hit on a Will County prosecutor. Man, this dude. Who's this guy? What's going on? Can we talk about the Cincinnati Zoo? No? Has it been talked to death? I feel like it's been talked to death. Poor kid, poor gorilla, poor parents, poor Facebook feed. It kind of makes me wish that Beyonce was back in town. Too much. Too much gorilla talk, Facebook. And too much Beyonce in my Facebook feed, too. I mean, let's go. Please. Arietta, have a good game tonight. City officials are begging for civility and manners after the Memorial Day holiday left Chicago beaches littered with trash. What? Who doesn't pick up trash? What is this, 1975? You're not being asked to compost your garbage. Just put it in the trash bin. That's too hard? Are you that indignant? I ain't throwing this Dorito bag away. I'm an American. Obama can't force me to put trash in the trash. Attica! Attica! Come on, everybody! Let's throw all our garbage all over the place! Come on. Get it together, Chicago. Health officials are saying that the Rio Olympic Games should go on despite the Zika virus outbreak, or what I call new Ebola. The games are slated for August, so you know what I would do? If I were in this situation and I had any control whatsoever, I would release a swarm of mosquitoes during the 400 dash. Make everybody run just a little bit faster. Even better, during the interpretive dance part of the gymnastic routine. Just think about the moves. Well, this is a bummer. Remember your MySpace page? The early social media giant MySpace is still around, but most of us have abandoned our profiles. But have no fear, the company announced that the site has been hacked, and your information, even though you haven't been on that page for years, is probably part of it, proving once again that the internet sucks. In weather, was beautiful, then it had to up and rain like a jerk. Sucks that your roof got blown away, Willowbrook. In sports, the Cubs keep rolling along. What a weekend at Wrigley. Just winning like they don't know how to lose. They got the Dodgers again tonight, and it could be history for Jake Arrieta going for the 24th straight win. No, wait, he didn't get the win. The Cubs... I hate baseball math. The White Sox, on the other hand? Oh, my Lord, what happened in Kansas City this weekend? Lucky number 7, I guess. First, they gave up 7 runs in the bottom of the 9th to lose on Saturday. And then they coupled it with 7 losses in a row. Yikes, come on. No longer in first, the Sox are in third and currently out of a wild card spot. Personally, I blame it on the goofy camouflage Memorial Day uniforms, but turn it around, guys. In the NBA, how about the Golden State Warriors? Gots to give them credit for battling back. They may not be the best ever, but they have all the makings of a great basketball team. They know drama, and that's one of the key ingredients to any NBA winner. Now, Steph Curry versus LeBron James. How fun is that? All is right in the NBA again. You know what's not right? The NHL Stanley Cup. The Penguins of Pittsburgh are up 1-0 to the Sharks of San Jose. Just rolls off the tongue. And finally, a new diner in Wicker Park is replicating the diner from the show Saved by the Bell. It'll be called Saved by the Max, and it opens this week for 3 months. Its attention to detail is getting critical acclaim, but no word on whether a knife-wielding Screech will be out front threatening customers. I think that would be a nice addition. Well, that's the carryout for May 31st, 2016. Hey, tomorrow's a new month, so we got that going for us. Pretty nice.